take a word and receive it. I remember there was a time we were ministering here and we released a word for somebody else. But somebody else in the audience grabbed that word and received her own healing. The word wasn't meant for her, but she took it. Do you know you can take somebody else's, you know, testimony? Hallelujah. The way you receive it is very important. Her face changed. Her face changed. And what happened to her? She brought forth. May God cause you to bring forth today. May every sorrow be removed out of your heart. The Bible says there's a river that makes glad the city of God. May that river flow in your life today. May that garment of praise be given to you instead of a spirit of heaviness. First thing is what? Beauty for ashes. We can talk about the Aaronic garment, but that's another discussion. Say, Father, robe me with royal garments, vestal garments. In the name of Jesus, I cast off the prison garments. I cast off the garments of mourning. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. What is the second thing he said? The oil of joy for mourning. The oil of joy for mourning. There is an anointing called oil for joy. There's anointing for success. There's anointing for warfare. There's anointing for different things. But today there is oil for, hallelujah. And finally, instead of the spirit of heaviness, what is released? He said that the garment of praise. Do you know there is an anointing called praise? Do you know there's an attire that God has for you called praise? Hallelujah. When that anointing falls on you, you will praise. Your feet will dance. Your hands will go up in the air. Your mouth will open up. Voices will come out of your mouth. May God give you a garment of praise instead of the spirit of heaviness. Say, in Jesus' name, I receive beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning. Today, as I lift up my hands, I receive my garment of praise. I receive my garment of joy. May the oil of gladness ooze upon my head, flow upon my life. In the name of the Lord Jesus, thou spirit of heaviness, I command you in Jesus' name to be cast out of my life. In the name of Jesus. Brother, rise to your feet. Sister, rise and begin to wage a good warfare today. The Bible says perfume, the anointing, and the prayer is what will cause the heart to rejoice. Maybe today your heart is weighed down. Maybe something really terrible has happened to you. But today, take heart. All is not lost. The word has come forth today. Hannah could say that my mouth is enlarged over my enemy. Hannah, who first couldn't sing a praise song, is singing and dancing in the temple. As now she's popping out. One son, two sons, three sons, four sons, five sons, six sons. Have you read that in the Bible? She was popping them out. Hallelujah. That'll be your portion. She was prophesying about the new age of the king's coming. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Her son became Samuel. Her son brought forth the prophetic. First it was the priesthood, but Samuel brought forth the prophetic. He has schools of prophets. Samuel anointed the kings. Her son was anointing kings. That woman who had the sorrow was now, her son was anointing kings. Today, as you pray today, that thing that was a sorrowful thing in your life, God will give you the garment of praise. And Samuel, a prophetic word, will come out of that situation. That will move you to be an anointer of kings. Begin to pray today. Begin to pray today. That hurt, that offense that came into your life, that person will hurt you. Today you have to forgive that person. Let it go. Don't allow that thing to keep you back. Don't allow the tormentors to get you because of an offense. That person who has terrorized your life, today is the day to pray for that person. Today you will let that person go in the name of Jesus. You will not hold that person anymore. Hallelujah. Some of you have been wounded by bad situations. It is time to say, this is a new day in my life. Yesterday is gone. Another day has come. The Bible says that I am doing a new thing in the land. Do you not see it? The Bible says, do not dwell on the past. Don't allow the past to hold you back. Today you are going to pray, Father, heal my heart. Any breach in my heart. Father, I cover it with the blood of Jesus. Father, release oil of joy upon my heart. Heal my heart. Heal my heart, O Lord. Heal my heart, O Lord, in Jesus' name. Begin to pray for the healing of your heart. This morning, there's the oil is here. The oil is in this house. If you are here in this house, you've been through a traumatic experience that has stuck to you, that is refusing to let you go. And like Hannah, you are saying, I'm a woman of a sorrowful spirit. I'm messed up because of this situation in my heart. God says that perfume and oil can drive that thing away. Today, there's oil in this house. You can come out and we will pray today. And God will heal that situation. That inner healing will manifest. That problem in your heart will go. It will go. That grief will go. That hurt will go. That wound in your spirit will be healed today. So that the enemy can't have access to your life. Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah. There is joy like a river. Joy. Even as this song is going forth, if you are here in this house and this word you know is for you, come, let's pray. Hallelujah. In my soul, there is joy like a river. Joy like a river. Joy like a river in my soul. There is joy, there is joy. Like a river, joy. There is joy, joy. A river in my soul. Yes, there is joy. Like a river, joy. There is joy, joy. Like a river in my soul. There is joy, like a fountain, joy like a fountain, joy like a fountain in my soul. Ah, there is joy, ah, there is joy, like a fountain, joy like fountain in my soul. He touched me. Oh, he touched me. And oh, the joy that fills my soul. Fills my soul. Something has happened, and now I know he touched me and made me whole. He touched me, he touched me, he touched me, and oh, that joy fills my soul. Yes, Lord. Something has happened, and now I know he touched me and made me whole.
Something happened, oh yes. Something happened.
Father, we thank you for today. That there is healing for the heart. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. But the Lord has anointed me to heal the broken in heart. Every wound in the heart, I say be healed in Jesus' name. Every bruise in your spirit, man, I say be healed. I release the healing power of God to touch you in the innermost being. Every breach in the spirit, I say, be mended, be stitched back together in the name of Jesus. May the healing fire of God touch your heart, heal your heart. I pray for your physical heart. I speak healing to your physical heart.